We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh and Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Mem Aleph. This halacha has been based on Chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and we've had quite a bit on it. Rav Nosson Zal now is putting the finishing touches on this halacha. The Koirach Pogam b'kol zeh. Koirach messed up in all the different areas that we've spoken about al yedei taivas ha-hisnasus v'horoshus, because of his desire for personal glory, personal leadership. Shezeo b'chinas manhigus shel sheker. This is an example of a false leader, a person who was not really supposed to be. Hashem did not want him to have the leadership that he was looking for. Shehisavo Lenesius Elitzophon, he craved the position of being leader of the tribe, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Elitzophon ben Uziel, Masheloi Hoyoroi Lozer, which Koirach was not qualified for. Vaideze Cholak al Moshe Rabbi, and this led Koirach to oppose his rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Tikunoi Vechiusei Vekiumoi al Yodoi, whereby Koirach's life and existence and success, spiritual success, depended on Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkein, and because of the fact that he wanted this leadership that wasn't his, Hoyon Shoy Mida Bemida, his punishment would directly match the crime, Shenivla B'toich Haaretz B'chayov, that he was swallowed up by the earth while he was alive, V'yorad Chaim Sho'ila, and he went, while he was living, he went down to the Sho'il, to the lowest level, a Madrega Tachtoina Shel Sho'il, to the bottom of the bottom of Gehenim. Ki Koirach Hoyo Minoisei Horoin, Koirach was a Levi, he was one of those who was privileged to be able to carry the Oroin, the Holy Ark, when they traveled. Ubekoichoi shel Moshe Rabbeinu hayo zeiche lehisaches bekisei hakovod. And through the great power of Moshe Rabbeinu, Koirach and all of Klal Yisrael were zeiche to hold on to the throne of Hashem. V'lalois al yedei zeh mehamokoim lebechinas lamala mehamokoim, and thereby be able to rise above the physical world, above from mokoim to lamala mehamokoim. Even though based on his own personal actions, Koirach was not deserving at all of this privilege of being able to go up to Lamala Min Amokoyim. Avol goydel koichoy shel Moshe hoyo otzum oid. However, the power of Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, ad shehoyo yochoy lezakos es kol Yisroel hazeh, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to enable all of Klal Yisrael to experience this, to experience what it is to go from Mokoim to Lamalam and Amokoim, and to be attached to the throne of Hashem. V'gam Koirach hoya zoich lezeh, and Koirach also was privileged to this. Bifrat shehoya minoisei ha'aroin ho'edus, especially since he was one of those who carried the Holy Ark while the Jews were traveling through the desert. She'al yotoi daiko oilin lamala mi'amokoim, which is the vessel on earth which enables a person to go from mokoim to lamala mi'amokoim. Ki mekoim ho'oroin einoi min'amida, because the Gemara shows us that the oroin was above the concept of space. The Gemara defines the dimensions of what the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was, and it shows us that if you do the calculation, the Oroin had to be standing in zero space. And it was. It was so holy, it was so spiritual, that it did not take up any physical space. This is something obviously beyond rationale, beyond our human comprehension. Because the Oroin was above the concept of space. V'alkein omad ha'oroin bebeis hamikdosh al ho'evin shesiyo. And for this reason, in the Holy Temple and the Beis HaMikdash, the Oroin was placed on the Evan Shesiyah, Shehu Nekudas Ha'olam, which is the base from which the entire world, the entire earthly world, was created, Shederach Shom Oile Hamokoim Lamala Miamokim Kanal. And it's via there, via the Evan Shesia, via the Oroin, that Klal Yisrael have the ability to go from Mokoim to Lamala Miamokoim. Va'ayin b'mokom achar mizeh behilchis tzitzis halocha gimel. Rav Nosnal says, take a look in volume 1 of Oir HaChaim, in Hilchis Tzitzis, chapter 3, where there also Rav Nosnal expounds on this concept. Avol kol zeh ho yezoiche koirach im ho yomakir es mekoimoi. All of this Koirach could have enjoyed if he would have known his place. And to recognize that he is not deserving of any major spirituality, major closeness to Hashem, based on his own actions, but rather whatever he was enjoying was only based on the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was able to elevate even Koirach, even a Baal Gaiva, even everything. And therefore, Koirach, like the rest of Klal Yisrael, was supposed to attach himself to the entire Jewish people with love, with great peace, to the point where they all support each other and help each other, so that they should all be able to plug into Moshe Rabbeinu ubesoich klal nishmos Yisrael, and to be part of the whole combination of all of Klal Yisrael. And had Koirach done that, he would have been zoiche to be elevated to that level of lamala miyamokim with Moshe Rabbeinu's help. To the point where Moshe Rabbeinu would have been able to use Koirach to assist him in elevating many souls, since Moshe Rabbeinu had given Koirach this incredibly important position, that he was one of those who carried the Oroin, malin lamala miamokoim. And it's the Oroin that has the ability to elevate people to Lamalam and Amokoyim. So Koirach could have been a major player in that. Aval Koirach machmas ga'avosoi v'taivas hamanhigus v'anasius. However, Koirach, because of his arrogance and his desire for leadership, he wanted to be a leader, he wanted to be a big shot. Loi chofetz b'babrocho v'tirchak mimenu. The Torah says a person who rejects blessings, he doesn't want blessings, so the blessings distance themselves from him. Ki hiskane b'moyshe v'aharon, because Koirach actually became jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen. V'omar shehu b'yatzmo yochel lizkois l'kol ha'mailois. And he said, I don't need their help, I don't need Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen, I myself can achieve all the greatness and everything. Ad shehesis vehidiach kamo roshei b'nei Yisrael nesiei edo sheyach l'kual Moshe, to the point where he actually succeeded in convincing some of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, leading rabbis, to join him against Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki rotzo lehisaches imohem, because Koirach was trying to follow Rabbeinu Zal's advice in Likut Imran, that in order to gain power, in order to be so powerful that even the angels can't harm you, you have to attach yourself to all the Jewish souls. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, to attach yourself to all the Jewish souls individually is very hard. So you can accomplish the same thing by attaching yourself to the leaders. So Koirach said, okay, I'll do that. Moshe Rabbeinu can do it, I can do it also. I'll also attach myself to the leaders. Shehem Roshei Hador, who were actual leaders of the generation at that time, Lachloik al Moshe, to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu, Machmas Sheyoda, why did Koirach follow that plan? Because he understood Shekoyach Moshe Biatzmoi Alidei Shemekashra Atzmoi Roshei Hador. He knew that part of Moshe Rabbeinu's secret, part of Moshe Rabbeinu's strength, came from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu attached himself to all the other leaders. So Korach said, I can do the same thing. Kimavur batoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 1 in the second half of Likut Imran. She'ikar ho'achiza b'kisei ha'kovoid hu'alidei roshei hador ho'amitiyim she'klulim ikam ha'neshomois. That the way a person attaches himself to the throne of Hashem is by attaching himself to true leaders of Klal Yisrael. Because the throne of Hashem is the place from where all the Jewish souls come from. The true leaders of Klal Yisrael, each and every one of them is in charge of many souls. So by attaching yourself to them, you're automatically attaching yourself to all of those souls. Kimavur Sham Hetev, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 1 in the second half of Likut Imran, very clearly, Ayin Sham, look over there, you'll see how Rabbeinu Zal explains it. V'alkein rotzo koirach lechalek roshe hador mi Moshe. That's why Koirach tried to cut off the leaders of the generation from Moshe Rabbeinu, to separate them, to pull them away from Moshe Rabbeinu, v'lach loikolov, and then go against Moshe Rabbeinu. U'be'emes hoiso eist sora gedoyla. And the truth is that the whole Jewish nation, the whole future of Klal Yisrael and the world was in tremendous danger at that time. V'zehu, as the Pasuk says there in the beginning of Parshas Koirach, v'yikach Koirach, Koirach took, the Targum says, v'ispalei Koirach. Koirach made a division, a separation. Shelokach atzmoi letzadechod, lihiyois nechlak mitoicho edo. He pulled himself to one side to take himself out of the Jewish community at the time. Shayidei zeh, hechlik v'hifrid bein hamokoim u'bein lamala mehamokoim. And in doing that, he separated, he cut off the mokoim, the place that he was in, from the level of lamala mehamokoim. Ki rak Moshe yochoel bekoichoi lekashir atzmoi im sharoshi neshamas Yisrael al yidei roshi ador ha'amitim ha'klulim boi. Because it's only somebody of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu who has the ability to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod by attaching himself to the source of all the Jewish souls, which is the true leaders of Klal Yisrael. Only Moshe Rabbeinu really knows how to do that correctly and accomplish it. Ki Moshe zocho lekol hatikunim anal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in following all the steps that Rabbeinu Zal prescribes over there in Likut Imran, in overcoming the three taivos, and in being zoche to succeed in the three avoides, and in tefillah, all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal lists over there in that chapter in Likut Imran. V'al kulam, and on top of all of those requirements which Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled, mashohoyo onov mikol ha'odom, the fact that he was the most humble person, v'hoyo ayin mamish, he considered himself zero, nothing. Shalideze olo lamala me'amokoim. That was the main quality that he had that gave him the ability to succeed in rising up to lamala me'amokoim, to go above the concept of space. V'hu mezake es kol Yisroel haklulim boi sheyalu lamala me'amokoim. And in addition, he had the ability to help all of Klal Yisrael to take them with him, to elevate them with him to this level of lamala me'amokoim. U'kamosh nizbor le'el ala mishnah, as we explained earlier, when Rav Nosson Zal expounded on the first mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel toira mi Sinai daika, that Moshe Rabbeinu's accomplishment of receiving the Torah and succeeding in passing it on to Klal Yisrael was because of his quality of Sinai, his humility. The word Sinai with the koilel is bigematria nova. Avol koirach va'adosoi. Whereas Koirach and his gang, his people, those who followed him, shehim bechinas hacholkim v'hamisnagdim al hoemes shebechol doer, who represent those people in every generation who oppose the true tzaddik, Heim ha-hepech michol zeh. They are the opposite of everything Rabbein Nazal writes in that chapter on Likutei Moran, and they're the opposite of humility. Ki lo zochu l'shum tikun mitikunim anal, because they have not succeeded in accomplishing the tikunim that Rabbein Nazal defines over there in that chapter. Ki pogmu babris, because they have sinned in the area of the Bris Kodesh. We know there's a pasuk in Tehillim. I think Rav Nosson Zal doesn't quote it here, but it's obviously very... There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Sholach Yodov Bishloimov Chilel Brisoi. That any person who stretches out a hand against the tzaddikim, against the true tzaddikim, who are called Shloimov, those who are at peace with Hashem, the peacemakers of Klal Yisrael, Chilel Brisoi. You can be sure that that person is mechalel the bris. That person desecrates the bris. Otherwise, he would not be able to step into those shoes to have the chutzpah to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu, or to go up against a true tzaddik. In order for a person to do that, it must mean that he already crossed that red line of chilel bris. And we know that the tzaddik is called bris, the tzaddik yesoid olam. So once a person sins in that area, automatically it opens a door for him to show chutzpah towards the true tzaddikim. As the pasuk says there, kamay shamru chachamein ozal, as the Gemara says, on the words, heim chotu al nafshoisam, they sinned against their soul. The Gemara says this refers to pigam abris. Ubifrat koirach, especially koirach, she'ishtoi hit'atu, where the Gemara goes on to show how his wife instigated and pushed him, encouraged him to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshem Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara shows. So we see that their relationship was not one of Shmiras Habris. V'loy day lohem bozeh. And if that wasn't enough, avgam hisgo harbe neged Moshe. They use their chutzpah to go up and show arrogance towards Moshe Rabbeinu. V'omru, and they said, ki kol ho'edo kidoshim uvesoichom Hashem umadua tisnasu. The entire Jewish people are all holy people, and we have Hashem with us. And how dare you, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, show such arrogance? These were the words of Koirach. Ke'ilu Moshe v'Aaron chafetzim chas v'shalom bekovoid v'hisnasus leta'avosam chalila. Implying that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen are leaders of Klal Yisrael because they want to be, they crave that, they crave personal glory, self-glorification. Because these kind of people who oppose the true tzaddikim, they reverse the truth completely. They twist the truth around to the exact opposite of what it really is. Meaning that because he's arrogant, he accuses the true tzaddik, who is the epitome of humility, of arrogance. V'alkein hoyo mapalosom al yedei k'toiris. And now we can understand why the downfall of Koirach and all his cohorts was by bringing K'toiris. Sherotzu lahakdir K'toiris Zora. They wanted to, and they were willing, to show that they can offer K'toiris in the Mishkan. Ki reach haK'toiris hu ikar tikun va'alias kol hakorbonos shebemishkan ubebeis hamikdash shekulam hoyu lereach nichoyach. The delicious aroma that goes up from the K'toiris is the most important and the most powerful of all the aromas of all the karbonos in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdosh, where we know that by all of them it says, Reach Nichoyach Lashem, that the purpose of all the karbonos was to serve as a holy aroma for Hashem. Interesting that it's brought in Sforim that the word Nichoyach, which is spelled sometimes with a yud, as you see here, and sometimes without a yud. Nichoyach is nun ches, vav ches. The word nichoyach makes up the first letters and the last letters of the two words nachas ruach. Nachas ruach means satisfaction, appeasement. That the purpose of all the karbonos, and especially the ketores, was to perform a nachas ruach to Hashem, to give Hashem major satisfaction, the desire to be appeased for any and all sins that Klal Yisrael did. So the nun ches is the nun ches of the word nachas, and the vav ches is the vav ches of the word ruach. It's the beginning and end of those two words. Avul ha'oila al kulam hoyorea haktoiris. However, the most powerful and the greatest of all the sacrifices was the ktoiris, the holy ktoiris, the smell from the ktoiris. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki les kurbono chaviva kame kuchibrichu ki ktoiris. There is no sacrifice that is as beloved to Hashem as the ktoiris. Ki kol ha'korbonois sein b'chinas tefila. Because all the sacrifices in the Beis Mikdash were a form of prayer. Shemale kol koichois shel siach hasode lisharoshon. Which, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, when a person prays, he elevates all the power of the grass and the vegetation and the flowers and the plants, all of them become elevated to their original source, to the Dvar Hashem. Bebechinas, as it says in the Torah, Vayetze Yitzchok losuach basode, that Yitzchok went out to speak to Hashem in the field. Basode means in the field, basode means with the field. That Yitzchok Avinu included all the energy of all the plants and vegetation and the trees and the flowers and the fruits, all of that was included in his tefillah, and with his tefillah, he sent that energy up to Hashem. V'ho'ikar hu ha'reach. And out of all the different elements, the most important one is smell. Of the different five traits, they call the taste, smell, touch, sight. Shehu chius haneshama. That the Gemara tells us that smell is what gives life to the soul. You smell with your nose, and the nose is where Hashem blew the soul of a person. Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim. The soul was placed into a person via the nostrils. Shezeu b'chinas hisnoitzetzus Moshiach. This is actually the light of Moshiach. This, the power of smell, the power of ktoiris. This kemoi shekosuv shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in paragraph 12 in that first chapter in the second half of Likutei Moran. Val shem ze nikro motor. And this is why when Hashem sends his blessing to the earth, it comes in the form of rain, which is called motor. Rabbeinu Zal says that the word motor makes up the first letters of mare, tam, and reach. How something looks, how something tastes, and how it smells. Those are the three characteristics by which everything in this world is defined and different from each other. Ayin Shom, look over there in paragraph 12 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein, choviv mehakol haktoires, and that's why the most beloved, the most special of all the sacrifices is the ktoires, shehoyo rak l'reach, because the ktoires is only about smell. Ki ikar hatikun shel hakorbonos vatfilos hem bechinas reach. Because the main effectiveness and the main power of all the sacrifices and all the prayers is the smell, the aroma. Bechinas reach achadosor samamone aktoires, as the smell of the 11 spices of the ktoires, shehoyo behem chelbena, in which was included chelbena, which is a very foul-smelling spice, a spice that smells terrible, and that was also included. Sheheim malin hanitzoitzois v'hanefoshois hanefulim me'imke imke haklipois misitra demoisa mamish. Because the sacrifices and the prayers, and especially the ktoiris, is what elevates all the holy sparks and souls that have fallen into the lowest places, into the tumah, into the sitrachra. Umalin oisom le'elo uli'elo. The ktoiris has the power to locate those sparks and elevate them, take them up to the highest place. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki siluko de ktoiris ad ein soif. the Ktoiris reaches up to infinity. It reaches up to the highest place, to Ein Sof, above the Keser, above everything. Kimavura Bezoyer HaKodesh. Hainu, She'ikur Ho'aliyo Mitachlis HaGashmiyas HaMokoyim Lalois Lemala Me'amokoyim Hu'al Yedei Reach HaKtoiris. So we see here that the main ability to transfer something from the bottom of the bottom, from the epitome of Mokoyim, to elevate it to Lamala Me'amokoyim, is accomplished by the smell of the Ktoiris. The Koirach Bega'avosoi To'ov Yomar Shegam Hu Yochel Laloi Salideh Ktoiris. And Koirach, with his arrogance, mistakenly thought that he'll take the same elevator, this elevator that has the ability to take all the holy sparks from the bottom of the bottom and take it to the top of the top, no problem. I'll push the button, I'll go into the elevator, I'll bring Toiris and I'll go up too. Aval be'emes, so you call mapolos, so y'al yidei zeh. However, this is actually what brought about his complete downfall. Ki lahalois reach hatfila v'hakrabonois le'elo li'elo. Because in order to be able to elevate the delicious aroma of the prayers and sacrifices of Klal Yisrael, to be able to elevate that, to bring that up before the throne of Hashem and to where it has to get to, ze ein zoiche ki im hatzadike emes. The only ones who are qualified to do that and who accomplish that are the true tzadikim, shehein bechinas Moshe Moshiach, who are on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, the level Moshiach. They're the ones who have the ability to elevate all the tefillos and mitzvos and holy sparks from the lowest of places to take it to the top of the top. Paragraph Membeis, V'al kein hoyo onshoi mida b'mido. And therefore, Koirach's punishment fit his crime perfectly. Sheposcho ha'oretz piho, whereby the earth opened its mouth, ubolo oisom b'chayeyem l'toich beten horetz agashmi, and swallow them up alive to the epitome of earthliness, took them down to the essence of earthliness, the bottom of the bottom. Ki yeshorim darkei Hashem. Because everything Hashem does is perfect. Everything Hashem does is precise and perfect. Kimavur le'el soid hakvura boretz. Because if you recall a few pages back, Rav Nosson Zal explained the secret behind why it is that when a person finishes their life in this world, we bury them in the earth. Shehu shedaikosh al yedei ze shodom nikbar betoy choretz hagashmi, Rav Nosson Zal had explained that by taking a person from this earth, which is almost as far down as you could possibly go, and then taking him lower, putting him into the ground, taking him to the bottom of the bottom, that's what ensures, that's what guarantees that when the time for Tchias HaMesim comes, that person will be able to boomerang, to dive up to the top of the top. By being pushed down to the bottom of the bottom, that's what will ensure them that at the time of Tchias HaMesim, they're going to be able to rise up to Lamala Me'amokoyim. Ki yefsher lalois Lamala Me'amokoyim, ki im al yidei sheyordin daiko letachlis gashmiyus HaMokoyim. Because it's impossible to be able to go up to Lamala Me'amokoyim unless you first go down to the epitome of Mokim, to the bottom of the bottom. It's simple. You ever use a diving board? You want to jump up, you can try jumping as much as you want, but until you press down on that diving board as hard as you possibly can, push it as far down as it can go, that's what propels you really high up. Aval ho'iker ein zoichin lezeh kiim gedoilei hatzadikim b'nei ho'aliyah hamuvchorim. However, the ones who really achieve this in the fullest sense, the ones who by going down are able to reach the highest of heights, are only the true tzaddikim, b'nei aliyah, those on the highest level, hamuvchorim, the choicest ones, shezeo bechinas goydel malas hahalicho al kivrei atzadikim amitim. And this is why there is such incredible benefit and significance to visiting the graves of the holy, holy tzaddikim, the kanal, as we discussed earlier. Avol shar hoylam, but the rest of the people, afilu haksherim, even the religious people, v'hatzadikim she'enam betachles hashleimus, and even those who are tzaddikim, but not perfect, they haven't achieved the perfection that a tzaddik can achieve, ein zoichin lozeh, will not succeed in going up to lemala mi'amokoyim, kiim b'koichoy shel atzadik ha'godol shebchinas Moshe, without the assistance and great power of Moshe Rabbeinu. They all must come on to Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu yochoy lezakois ulahalois afilus ha'gorua shebegruim. Moshe Rabbeinu not only is able to do this for himself, but he's able to take the person who's furthest away and elevate him to the highest, highest of places. Now, this seems ridiculous a little. You told me a line or two ago that tzaddikim, major tzaddikim, but who haven't reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, they cannot achieve this level of lemala me'amokoyim. And you're telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu can take grua shebegruim, the worst of the worst possible Jew, and elevate him to lemala me'amokoyim? Does that make any sense? The answer is most definitely. It's a law in the Torah. The Torah says that there's something called truma. Truma is holy food. Very holy food. There's a whole incredible pages and pages of Torah defining how pure and holy you have to be able to eat it, and how you have to watch out for this and for that, for a billion things. And only a Kohen can eat truma. Not a Levi, not a Yisrael. I don't care if he's a rabbi. I don't even care if he's a Rebbetzin. No truma for you, period. But the Kohen can feed truma to his wife, to his daughter, to his cat, to his dog. The dog of the Kohen eats truma, and the Rosh Yeshiva, the Admor, who is not part of the Kohen's family, doesn't eat truma. Rav Nosson Zal shows in other places, here we see an example that yes, most definitely yes, it's possible through the attachment to the tzaddik that even if you're a dog or a cat, you're so far down that you don't even qualify to be called a human being, you can have access to holiness that other people who are very learned, very religious, but they're not a kohen, he's not a kohen. They have no access. If they touch it, they get a sin. They're chayv misa bidei shama, death penalty. And the dog and the cat can enjoy it. With ketchup, without ketchup, with mustard, without mustard, no problem. Kihu mekayim bishleimus. Because Moshe Rabbeinu and the true great, great tzaddikim, they are the ones who fulfill this to perfection. That they do not judge anybody until they know that person's place, until they can put themselves in that person's place. The kanal, as we explained earlier, that these great tzaddikim reach such a level, they attach themselves to the throne of Hashem, which is called Mekoimoy Shaloylam. That's the place of everybody. And through that, these tzaddikim are qualified to judge everybody. Because just like Hashem judges everybody, Lekavzchus, these tzaddikim emulate Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, Koirach, Shepogam Boze Moid, Koirach, who went so far against everything we're learning about here, the cholak al Moshe Rabbeinu, and when opposed Moshe Rabbeinu, uboze hechlik vehifrid ma'oid ma'oid es hamokim mebechinas lamala me'amokim. He made a complete break, a complete separation from mokim versus lamala me'amokim. He tore away the mokim totally from being able to connect with lamala me'amokim. Al kein hoyonshoy sheyorad miyad letoich beten horetz letoich tachlis gashmius horetz b'chaim chiusoy. Therefore, his punishment was, oh, you don't want to attach mokoim to lamala me'amokoim? You want to move the mokoim as far away as it can go? Guess what, buddy? You're going with it. You're going down with mokoim. Just like you don't want to attach the mokoim to lamala me'amokoim, you don't want to send it up, you want it to go down? You're going down with it as far down as it can possibly go, to the epitome of mokoim, to tachlis gashmius oretz, b'chaim chiyusa. And you don't even have to die to get there. We'll do it for you while you're living. Lohidia, this was done, lohidia ulahoyrois, to show, shenifsak mishoroshoi b'chayev, that he disconnected himself from his outlet. He pulled a plug on himself. He disconnected himself from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hashem, while he was living still. Ki ikar hatikun shel kol adam, hu kefi hatoyra u'maisim toivim shemesagel b'chayov. Because the main tikun of every human being is based on the amount of Torah and mitzvahs that the person acquires during his lifetime. Shaydei zeh zoicha achakach be'es misosoi, that's what helps the person. That afterwards, when he dies, shenishmosoi oyla lamala, his soul is able to go high up, vegufo yoyred loretz, while the body goes down into the earth, into the ground. Avol nisharboi roishem michius nafshoi. However, even though there's this separation, the soul goes up, the body goes down, but the soul sends along a little piece. There's a little part of the soul, a roishim, which is shehu soid havle degarmi, hamavura b'zoyer HaKadosh. The Zoyer HaKadosh calls this the havle degarmi, the breath of the bones, like a little bit of spirituality that stays with the body. Shehu soid hashem sheshoyelenoi soy achar misosoy ma'ashmoy. And this is tied into the secret that all the Sfarim tell us, that when a person passes away, when he goes before the Bezen Shalmala, the first thing they ask him is, hey buddy, what's your name? Shehu bechinas nafshoi hanisheres imoy bakever. Because we learned earlier, there's a pasuk in Bereishis where it says, nefesh chayo hu shemoy, that the soul of a living thing is its name. So if the body retained a little bit of that soul, it means it retained its name. It remembers the name. It has that name. It's holding on to the name. The whole tikunoi, and the whole tikun of the person is al yedei shemiskasher mitoich kvurosoi ba'oretz l'shoiresh nafshoi varuchoi v'nishmosoi, is accomplished that when the person is put into the ground, he becomes attached to the source, to the roots of his nefesh ruach neshama, al yedad sheyizka al yedei kvurosei ba'oretz daika, and that makes it possible that by burying him in the earth, by putting him that far down, lalois velichloil bebechinas lamala me'amokoyim, that enables the soul to rise up and to go to the place of lamala me'amokoyim. Aval kol ze bevadai iev sheliskois, ki im hatzadik hagodol shezocho bechayov leshaber kol taivas olam hazeh. However, the only ones who are privileged to achieve this are the greatest of tzadikim, who were zoche to serve Hashem properly throughout their whole lives. They succeeded in breaking all the materialistic desires and everything, ad shezocho lichlul bebechinas lamala me'amokoyim, to the point where they were zoche to attach themselves to the throne of Hashem, to that lamala me'amokoyim, shehu bechinas bal hasode. That tzaddik is referred to as the master of the field. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on the Likutei Moran, chapter 65, where he speaks about the bal hasode, the tzaddik who is called the master of the field. Remember, this is all based on the Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode, that the true tzaddik is the one who, when he prays, he includes all the energy of all the plants and vegetation, all of that is included in his tefillah. Shekol Hatikun Al Yodoi, whereby the whole tikun of Klal Yisrael is through him, through this tzaddik. Aval Korach, shehoyo ha-hepech mikol zeh, whereas Korach, who was the antithesis of all of this, he did not accomplish any of the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal lists over there in Likutei Moran. The cholak al Moshe, and on top of that, he opposed Moshe Rabbeinu. Al kein chozor alav hagalgal behepech mamish mikol anal. Therefore, Hashem did a 180-degree turn on him. Hashem spun the wheel completely the opposite. Where the elevator, instead, you know, sometimes you get into the elevator and you push the button and you want to go up to the 15th floor and it takes you down to -5. That's what happened to Korach. Ki nifsak mishoroshoi b'chayim chiyusoi. Because Korach pulled the plug on himself. He didn't wait to die to have the plug pulled. He pulled the plug on himself. He cut himself off from his source while he was physically living. V'yorad chayim she'oila l'torgash mi'esoretz. And he went down into the ground while he was alive. V'shom nofal im kol chiyusoi. And he went down there with all of his life, with his soul, everything, body, soul, everything. Sheze b'china soid ha'kores. This is how the Sifrei Kabbalah explained the punishment called kores. Kores means cut, where Hashem cuts the wire. The person's no longer plugged into the outlet. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, u'mekulalov. And those who curse him, those who curse Hashem, those who curse the tzaddikim, yikoresu, they get cut off. Ki ein mi she'yalehu migash mi'esoretz lamala. Because there was nobody to pick him up, to elevate him from the bottom of the bottom, from the gashmias of the world, to take him up, me'acha shecholak al Moshe, because he opposed Moshe Rabbeinu, shekol ho'aliyah al yodoy daiko, whereby the whole elevation of Klal Yisrael is dependent on him. This is why the greatest of tzaddikim are called Bnei Aliyah. The Gemara at the end of Sukkah speaks about great tzaddikim, and it says there are different categories. There are big tzaddikim, and there are biggest tzaddikim. The biggest tzaddikim are called Bnei Aliyah. Why? Because besides elevating themselves, they are able to elevate all of Klal Yisrael, even the lowest of the lowest, as long as the person doesn't oppose them, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Mem Gimel, V'alkein, and therefore, soif kol soif, in the very end, yihyeh tikunoi al yidei Shmuel Hanavi, ve'esrim varbo mishmoreis levia sheyotzu mimenu. The tikun of Korach is going to involve one of his descendants, Shmuel Hanavi, who comes from Levi, who comes from Shevet Levi, who comes from Korach, and the 24 families of Levia, who came from Shmuel Hanavi, she'al zeh hisnabo Chana, whereby Chana, the mother of Shmuel Hanavi, spoke about this, prophesied about this, in the special song that she sang to Hashem, where she said, Hashem meimis u'mechaya, Hashem kills and gives life. Out of order. Should have said Hashem mechaya u'meimis. Hashem kills and gives life. Moirid Sheol, he sends somebody down to the bottom, Vayoal, and picks them up out of there. She was alluding to the fact that from her would come forth a son, Shmuel Hanavi, who is compared to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. And he would help to bring about the tikkun for Korach. Ki halevim oiskim b'shir al aduchan b'shas hanesochim daiko. Because the Levim are the ones who would sing in the Beis HaMikdosh. When? At the time that korbanos were being brought, at the time that those libations were being poured, at the time that the wine was being poured and would go down those pipes all the way down to the bottom of the bottom, like we had in the previous year. Shemecholalim v'yoredim ad ha'tohim, those pipes which reach all the way down to the center of the earth. Shaydeze daiko mailin mitohim tachtiois esoyerudim mo'oid mo'oid. And we learned in the previous year that it's through these nesochim, which flow all the way down to the bottom of the bottom, that's what has the ability to elevate those Jews who are in the bottom of the bottom, all the way down there. That's what throws a rope down to them to help them climb out of there, to help them get out of there, and to rise up to the level of lamala mi'amokoyim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ato, and now, boy ure'e v'hoven, come and see and understand, ma she'ibed v'hifsid koirach v'adosoy, al yidei gavosoy, what Koirach and his gang forfeited, what they gave up through their gaiva, val yidei nisoyon shel hamanhigus v'anasiyas, and by failing this test that every Jew has, this test of wanting to be a boss, wanting to be a captain. I don't want to be a soldier. I want to be a leader. I want to manage. People, who wants to work? People want to be in management. They want to be managers. Ki hu to'o al yedei zeh, because Korach was mistaken through this. Machmashero sheshmul anovi v'kol anal yetzim imenu. Korach had ruach hakodesh. He was able to look into the time machine, to look ahead, generations ahead, and see that he was destined for greatness. That some of the greatest people in Klal Yisrael, Shmuel Anavi, would be coming from him. Al kein hizgoe b'to'usoy u'shtusoy lach loik al Moshe. And that's why his stupidity led him to think he's so great that he doesn't have to be afraid of anybody. He can go up against Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval einoi Hitatu, but his eye tricked him. His eyes fooled him. He didn't really see. He didn't read the writing properly. Ki em lo yochilek al Moshe, hoyezoichu laze miyad beyeser seis veyeser oiz al pe alofim verive rovas pomim. Because had he not gone against Moshe Rabbeinu, he wouldn't have had to wait for grandchildren or great grandchildren. He would have achieved that level during his lifetime, thousands and tens of thousands of levels higher than what Shmuel Anavi came to later. V'loi hoyotzorich lizboil tsar koshev omar shel gehenim kol kach yomim v'shonim harbe. He would not have had to go through and suffer the pain of being in Gehenim for years, days and years, many years, had he not been foolish and silly to read the map incorrectly and to dare to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ato, but now that he did, soval mashe soval alpayim shona, he has suffered what he suffered 2,000 years. V'soif kol soif yihye al yosei v'tikunoi al yidei Moshe. And in the end, who's going to be the one to repair Koirach? Who's going to be the one to make a tikkun for Koirach? Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Arizal shows, that this is hinted to in the chapter of Tehillim, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, where it says at the end, Tzadik Katomor Yifrach. There's going to come a time when the Tzadik will blossom forth like a palm tree, like a date palm. This is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu when he passes away. The first letters of Tzadik Katomor Yifrach are Bigematria 120, referring to the 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu. The last letters of Tzadik Katoma Yifrach spell the word Koirach, that Moshe Rabbeinu, after 120, will be involved in the Tikkun of Koirach. Ki kol ha-tikkun shel halaviyim b'shir al ha-duchan al yidei ha-nesochim, because the whole Tikkun that the tribe of Levi was involved in, of singing the special songs in the Mishkan while the karbonis were being brought, while those libations were being poured, hakol bekoichoi shel Moshe, is all with the assistance and through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu tikein lanu hakol, he is the one who prepared everything, he's the one who established everything, he's the one who rectified everything, who was misakin all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran. V'soif kol soif, achar kol hamerirus demerirus, shesoval, and in the end, after all the incredible bitterness that Koirach suffered, v'charofois u'bushois b'li shir, and endless shame and embarrassment, yitztarech lehizbayish harbe lefnei Moshe, this Koirach is going to have to endure incredible shame and embarrassment in coming before Moshe Rabbeinu, lekabel hatikun al yodoi, to receive his tikkun through Moshe Rabbeinu. paragraph Mem Dalet. Vesehu, and this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Hine matoiv umanoim sheves achim gam yachad. How good and sweet it is when Jews live together properly. Dehainu ahavo v'sholoim, with real love and peace. Sheiskashu yachad achim v'reim. That the real brothers and friends should really bond with each other and unite with each other. Sheheim nafshois klal Yisrael. This refers to all the Jews, the Jewish people. Shekol kiyum memsheles ha'odom al hamalochim hu al yidei zekanal. Whereby the whole ability to maintain the authority and rulership over the angels, the fact that human beings have the ability to go above the angels and rule over them, is dependent on this. It's dependent on this unity and love and peace in Klal Yisrael. V'zehu, and this is why the same pasuk that says Hinei Matov Nam Shazam Yachad, the pasuk continues, Kashemen Hatoiv Al Horosh, that this is similar to that special oil that's placed on the head. Shehu Shemen Hamishcha. This refers to that special oil we discussed a few pages back. The oil that was smeared on the Mishkan and all the vessels of the Mishkan and on the Kohanim and on the kings. She'al yodoi niskadesh kol hamishkan v'kelov ledoiros. That oil is what made the Mishkan and all of its kelim holy for generations. And that's what makes it possible for us to connect with holiness, to attach ourselves to the throne of Hashem, to go up to the level above the concept of space. Vizehu, as the pasuk continues there and says, Ketal Hermon sheyoyred al hararet Zion, like the dew of Mount Hermon that comes down to the mountains of Yerushalayim. Bechinas tal umotor shemegadlin kol siach hasode. This refers to the dew and the rain, which are the whole blessing of Hashem. That's what makes everything grow. That's what makes all vegetation and trees and everything grow. Shemalin koychosom al yedei hatfilo lemalo lemalo. And through our prayer, through the prayer of the great tzaddikim, they elevate all of that energy that comes down from heaven and goes into the plants and everything. The tefillah sends that energy back up. V'zehu sheyoyred al hararet tzion daiko. And this is why it speaks about this dew and rain that comes down on the mountains of Tzion, Yerushalayim. Shehu nekudas hoeven shesia. This is alluding to the Beis Hamikdash, which is on the mountain, and the Evan Shesia, which is in the Beis Hamikdash. Shederech Shom Oilim Me'amokoim Lamala Me'amokoim. It's via there that Klal Yisrael and the whole world have that ability to go through that transfer from Mokoim to Lamala Me'amokoim. V'zehu, and the pasuk continues, Ki Shom Tzivo Hashem Es Habrocho Chaim, because it's there that Hashem has commanded the blessing of life. Kishom mekoyer habrocha, because that's the source of all blessing. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki mevoy rochov yirshu oretz. Those who are blessed by Hashem are those who inherit the land, those who are attached to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Evan Shesia. Ki ze ikar habrocha v'achayim, because how does a person connect with real blessing, with real life, when the person is zochet to connect with that lemala me'amokoim, to hold on to the throne of Hashem, to go above mokoim? Kishom mekoyer habrocha v'chaim, because that's the source of all bracha and all life. Rav Nosson Zal says now, va'ayin heitev bekol ha'toyra tikuanal. If you want to do yourself a big favor, take out a Likutei Moran and study this chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, well, from beginning to end. Ume Seifa L'Reisha, and then from the end back to the beginning. Study it both ways, because the Torah is that way. It goes from bottom to top and from top to bottom. V'tovin bidvoreinu Echakol Mekusher Yofa Al Pi HaTorah Hanal. And you'll be able to understand this chapter of Likutei Halachos that we just learned, these 15, 20 pages, you'll be able to understand how everything fits together perfectly. Ach, however, Loi HaMedresh Hu HaIkar, learning all of this is very nice, but that's not the main thing. Ela HaMaisa, the main thing is implementing this, putting this into action. Mi yitain sheyizke l'kol hanal. If only we could be zoicha to achieve everything that we spoke about in this halacha and everything that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Lotzeis mikol hataivois v'hamidois rois haniskorim shom, to succeed in getting rid of, in leaving all the evil desires, the materialistic desires and the midois rois that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran. Veliskois lekol hatikunim anal, and to be worthy of accomplishing, achieving all the tikunim that I mentioned there. Vahakoil bekoyach shel hatzadik emes, and how could one hope to achieve that? Only with the help of the true tzadikim. Ad sheniske lalois lemekor nishmasenu, till we'll be zeichet to be elevated, to rise up to the source of our souls. Shehu lemala meamokoim, which is above the concept of space. It's above the physical. Paragraph Memhei. V'alkein simo chana betfiloso she'espalo lo kishenoilat Shmuel shehu tikun koirach. Now you'll understand, if you take a look at that special, the tefillah of Chana, the incredible praise she gave to Hashem when Shmuel Anovi was born, take a look all the way at the end of that tefillah. This Shmuel Anovi, who was going to be the tikkun for Koirach, what does she say there? V'kisei kovoid yanchileim. They will inherit the throne of Hashem. They will achieve the throne of Hashem. Ki laHashem mitzukei eretz vayoshes aleim tevel. Because all the highest mountains in the world, they all belong to Hashem, is above all of them. Hashem is above all the mekoymos. Hashem is the one who laid out the earth. The earth, the world is inside Hashem. Hashem isn't in the world. The world is in Hashem. Sheze ikar hatikun. This is the main tikun we've been speaking about here. Lecho izatzmoy bekisi akovoid. For a Jew to be zeicha, to attach himself and hold on to the holy throne of Hashem. Shaydeze oilin lamala meamokoin. That's what elevates a person to be go above the physical, completely above all the limitations of the physical world of space. Kimavur sham besoif haTorah, as Rabbeinu Zal, at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk. This is what he expounds on. Ayin sham, take a look over there. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds that this is the whipped cream. Now he puts the cherry on top. Paragraph Memvov. Shaykh le'inyan nesochim ba'ois lamed zayim. Earlier, a few pages ago, in paragraph lamed zayim, Rav Nosson Zal expounded on the nesochim, the libations in the Beis Hamikdash. Now he adds one incredible piece to this. V'zeh shekosu b'medrash rabba, vayikra, parsha aleph. Sheer coincidence, we're learning this halacha. Today is parshas vayikra. This Shabbos, we're going to be reading Parshas Vayikra, Tovshin Ayin Dalet. So Rav Nosson says, if you look in the Medrash on this week's Parsha, chapter 1 in Medrash Rabbah, this is what the Medrash says there. On the Pasuk, Zichroi Keyein Levonoin. The remembrance of Hashem is like wine from Lebanon, like the choicest. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Choviv lefonai shmoison shel geirim, the names of converts. Look at the wording in the Medrash. Hashem says, I love the names of converts. Kiyein nesech shekorev lefonai al gabi mizbeach. As much as I love the wine that was poured in the nesachim on the mizbeach. Levonoin is one of the nicknames of the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is called Har HaLevanon. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word Levonoin is Chachma and Bina. Lamed Beis is Chachma, the 32 paths of Chachma. Noin, Nun Vav Nun, Nun is Bina, the 50 levels of Bina. Because the Beis Hamikdash was called the center of Das, The Gemara says anyone who has das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built during his time. So the Beis Hamikdash is called Har Halavonim. So the Ad Kan Lashonei, these are the words of the Medrash. Can you make any sense out of that? The Medrash says, Hashem says, I love the names of converts as much as I love the wine that was poured in the Nesachim on the Mizbeach. What's the connection? Hainu kemoi shekosavnu le'el. Rav Nosson says, if you look back at how we explained the Nesachim, you can understand this perfectly. Because we explained earlier that the Nesachim went through those pipes that reached down to the bottom, as far down as you could possibly go. We explained earlier that through these Nesachim, the Tzaddikim have the ability to elevate those souls that have gone out of the ballpark. They're out of the arena. They've gone down to the Tohoim. Shezehu bechinas geirin. This is the concept of converts. Shehem nitzutze nafshois Yisrael. They are actually sparks of souls of Jews. Sheyordu ma'oid, which have gone so far down, at shenoildu bein huakum, to the point where they were born to non-Jewish parents. These holy sparks left the ballpark. They added a ballpark of Klal Yisrael, went into the domain of non-Jews, and were brought forth in children that are born to non-Jews. That's Geirim. Alkein chavivim ha-Geirim kinesochim daika. Now we could understand beautifully why the Medrash compares Geirim to the Nesachim. Because that's the whole mission of the Nesachim. The Nesachim was such a holy power that it reaches down. That's why when Dovid HaMelech dug those pipes, he dug all the way down to the Tohoim, as we explain. Because he knew that his mission, Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 215 in Likut Imran, that the main mission of the main work of Moshe Rabbeinu and all the great tzaddikim during their lifetime and after their passing is to be Makarev Geirim, to be Mesakin Geirim. Because that means that the tzaddik is reaching from the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom. He's reaching even those souls that are not, I'm talking about Balchu, we're talking about somebody who left the family totally, who went into the non-Jews. And this is the main avoid of tzaddikim, to rescue those sparks from Klal Yisrael, those Jewish sparks which are found among the Goyim, to bring them back and to polish them and to make them into the finest of the finest. Like Dovid HaMelech, like Rabbi Akiva. Dovid HaMelech came from Rus. Rabbi Akiva ben Geirim, Rabbi Meir, the great, incredible, great lights of Klal Yisrael, which the tzaddikim are able to be mesakein to such a level. Baruch Hashem.